After back-to-back trips to the state tournament, the McDonald Lady Macs entered the postseason knowing every night there'd be a target on their back.
Good afternoon and welcome to Barron High School, home of the Bears, in sight of this WIAA Division 5 sectional final. The winner goes to state. The matchup, your number 2-seeded McDonald Central Lady Macs against the number 3-seed, the Siren Dragons. Marley Hughes knocks it loose, and the steal by Emily Cooper. Cooper pulls up right. Elbow jumper is good. And Peterson throws away, McDonald on the run.
Great
Emily
hustle.
Cooper down the left side of the lane, going up hard.
And one.
And it goes down. Oh, and hard. Drops it off right side. They'll throw it away. Marley Hughes with a steal. Marley, an open pass to the basket. Down the lane. Layup is good. Hughes pulls up for three right in the circle. That one off the front. And it goes in. Pulling up at the left block. Backed out to Aubrey Dorn. Emily Cooper. Cooper, deep three right in the circle. Money. Back out to Cooper. She'll try another three for two in a row. Goes in the paint, right to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn on the run, push ahead to Sophie Schmidtall. Sophie down the left side of the lane, gathers herself and scores. Skip out, Emily Cooper, deep three, right side. Oh, she knew it. She started jogging back down the court. Here you go. Emily Cooper for another three. Wow. Oh, she's feeling it. Emily Cooper. Emily Cooper with a rebound. She'll push ahead. McDonald, a three on nothing. And Sophie Schmidtall for two.
Great run out.
Emily Cooper resets, looking for her fifth three. She just can't miss. Holds, shoots it down to Sophie Schmidtall, cutting baseline. Nice touch on a little run.
Nice pass.
McDonald boys in the regional final. Oh, my goodness, they left Emily Cooper open again, and she made them pay for it. Six threes in the first half for Emily. Drops it down to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn back to Maddie Geisler. Loads and fires for three. Splash! Peterson again trying to go coast to coast. She accelerates down the lane. Blocked by Aubrey Dorn. On the right elbow, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn goes by everybody right to the rim and scores.
Nice seal by Callie.
Marley Hughes puts on the floor with the left hand, bumps down the lane, and it goes down anyway. Boom and harm for Hughes.
Nice take by Marley.
Oh, that's the captain taking matters into her own hands. Dorn holding, straddling the arc, works her way into her spot from 12 feet. Perfect jumper. Into the corner, Hurst for three, has it swatted. Knocked away by Aubrey Dorn. Peterson driving along the baseline, has her pocket picked by Marley Hughes. Hughes going the other way, bumped from behind, still keeps her dribble, going down the lane, off the glass with a beautiful kiss high off the window.
Great play by Marley.
Marley Hughes steps in front of another pass. Hughes puts ahead to Sophie Schmidtall. Sophie gathers up to the right hand and scores. McDonald on the run. 8-12 to play. Back to Marley. Inside the arc. Yeah, shoots it out to Maddie Geisler. She's got a wide open look at a three. Nailed it. Money Maddie. On the left wing. They'll drop it down the post. Oh, yeah. Aubrey Dorn gets hurt up and her going one way. Fakes her out. Goes the other. Up and in for two. Beautiful move in the paint by Aubrey Dorn. She's into double digits as well. Kylie Jensen right wing. Guarded by Peterson. Gets fire. Jensen spins. Goes hard to the rock. Up and in for two for Kylie. Two and there one. And the clock will hit triple zeros in Barron, and for the third time in as many years, the road to the Resch runs through Chippewa Falls. It's back to back to back for the Lady Macs. They're headed to state. Your final score, the McDonald Lady Macs 70, the Siren Dragons 48. How about that?
It never gets old, does it?
The Resch has been reached, but on this long road, two steps remain. Next up, a state semifinal battle with the only undefeated team remaining, the Albany Comets. Live from the WIAA Division 5 State Tournament at the Resch Center in Green Bay, this is McDonald Lady Macs Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's game time.
This is Max Basketball.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max and this WIAA playoff game is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Freeze Financial Group, River Country Co-op, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Now, with the Max pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO Max, your sports station.
Good morning and welcome to the Resch Center in Green Bay. It's the WIAA Division 5 Girls Basketball State Tournament, and your McDonald Central Max for the third consecutive year are here at the Resch. The road to the Resch running through Chippewa Falls, and they will face the only unbeaten team remaining in the state of Wisconsin in girls basketball. The matchup today, your 24-5 McDonald Lady Max against the 28-0 Albany Comets. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Mark Maloney. And Mark, it's good to be back here at the Resch Center. And McDonald has a job to do today. Three straight trips, looking for their first win at the state tournament today.
Yes, and again, we get these undefeated teams coming at us all the time. And I think the girls can take care of that stuff. These girls just seem to be so calm and collect, and they don't take that pressure, to heart. They're just going to go out there and play our basketball, and we'll see what they can do against this Albany team. But again, they're here for a reason, so we got to prove ourselves.
We've got a lot coming up on our WOGO pregame show. Lady Max basketball live at state. We'll talk with both head coaches, starting with Derek Dasher of the Albany Comets. Head coach Don Cooper will break down how these teams got here, a look ahead as well. When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Real Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Real Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Real Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From basketball to hockey to wrestling and gymnastics, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit realmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. And milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We're back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports, live from the Resch Center in Green Bay Girls State Basketball Tournament.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up three positions. A night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Mac's Playoff Basketball, live from the Resch Center in Green Bay, state semifinal WIAA Division 5 state basketball tournament. We're here with Albany head coach Derek Dasher. And coach, you guys are the last undefeated team remaining, 28-0. What did it take for your girls this year to break through and get past that sectional final level and make their first appearance here at state?
You know, we really fed off the experience of the previous two seasons, where obviously getting to a sectional final is a sensational year and nothing to be disappointed about. But those two disappointments really drove our girls in the off season with the idea that, hey, we need to take the next step. That's kind of been our motto since I took over on the girls' side 6 years ago. We started small. We were coming off of a two-win season. In our first year as a coaching staff, we won 10 games. And that was huge for our program. So following year, it was, you know, what can we do next? And it was 15 and a first-round playoff win. And that, you know, formed into a regional championship. And obviously, our next step for this group of seniors was to get to a state tournament.
Coach, we talked with Coach Cooper about this as well. There are some similarities with both of your teams, that you have a six-footer who can score and rebound, some incredible play from the guards on the wing, some great three-point shooting. What do you see in McDonald that you say maybe mirrors you or might be difficult to contend with?
Well, you're absolutely right. I see a lot as well. They have athletes in every position. I'm going to go out there and say this, the most athletic center that we will have seen this year. But if I found out one thing with my team this year, is they won't back down, and they're going to put it all out there against a really good squad, and it should be a fun game. Starting next year, it will be Albany Monticello. We will be the host school in the co-op. And so I said, it doesn't get much more storybook than that. In your final year, you've never made it. And when it's just you and your community, the community of Albany, to finally get it done, it's something that I'm very proud of. The girls are very proud of. That we can represent our community that way.
Coach, I'm sure you're going to have a great turnout from that Albany community and just such an exciting time. Congratulations to you and your girls on the season so far, and best of luck in today's game.
I really appreciate the support and the coverage, and so do our young ladies. So thank you.
That's head coach Derek Dasher of Albany. We're coming up after this with Coach Cooper, Lady Max pregame live from the Resch Center in Green Bay on WOGO Sports.
Sometimes we make life harder than it needs to be.
Like when you rely on your sense of direction in the big city instead of using the GPS.
Recalculating.
Not using a hot pad for that pan of cookies. Trying to move that big TV by yourself.
When it comes to your prescriptions, don't do things the hard way. Skip the big box pharmacy and just head to the medicine shop. Carrying local pharmacists, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. There is a difference. Your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools is committed to the formation of your child, mind, body, spirit, and community. A learning environment where Christ is honored and welcome.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education at McDonnell. That's the Mac way. Income-based free tuition programs close April 20th, so enroll your child today.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald girls basketball team. Go Lady Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Fries Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. Two Ovenworks pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
I'm Diana Fergola, and I own Mainstream Boutique in Menominee. Coming here to Menominee was really important to me. Having a passion for fashion was really, really exciting to bring this here to our community. The biggest thing for me was making sure that the ladies here in our community could look beautiful, not always needing to drive to the Twin Cities for something or further away, but having it here local just for our ladies to be able to look and feel beautiful each day. It was an absolute no-brainer to join Wisconsin Credit Union. When I was coming here to Menominee and opening my store, I tried to do everything as local as I possibly could. And for me, having a financial institution that was right here within the community that had the same beliefs and values as I had was really, really important to me. I think the thing that I appreciate most about Wisconsin Credit Union is walking in, no matter what is on my agenda, if it's a simple deposit or something that needs a little bit more attention, Wisconsin makes me feel like I'm their one and only customer. I know that they're going to handle it. Wisconsin treats me the way I treat my customers, and that makes me feel really special.
Wisconsin Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
I can count on Wisconsin Credit Union.
Welcome back to Lady Max Pregame, live from the Resch Center in Green Bay, WIAA Division 5 State Tournament semifinal action here. Your McDonald Central Lady Max, number one seed against the number four seed Albany, the only unbeaten team remaining in this tournament, here with head coach Don Cooper. And coach, obviously, worlds apart in terms of geography with you in Albany, but there's some commonalities in terms of what you do well and what they do well.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of commonality. They got a physical post presence. We got a physical post presence. They have an excellent shooter who's got like 80-some three-pointers. We've got an excellent three-point shooter. And, again, they're strong and physical, where, you know, we're more of an up-tempo type of game. So, again, it'll be eager to see and what we can do. We do very well transition and pushing the tempo of the ball, and they are very physical and tough, and they rebound and play strong defense.
Coach, how much does, and I know you're still looking for your first tournament win, but being able to get there the last 2 years, not in awe of being at the Resch Center, not in awe of being there and just saying we've got a job to do, how much do you think that plays into this?
It plays a lot, but I think we have a lot of girls with floor experience, that they've been on the floor, that they've warmed up on the floor, that they've played on the floor. And so that experience goes a long way. I mean, it just, the aura of the floor, the aura of the stadium, you know what I mean? It's so encumbersome. And to be able to get out there and be able to, you know, play and be relaxed, I think that's in our favor.
And finally, Coach, when you face an opponent like this, and you've played some unbeaten teams already this year, some high-caliber teams, but with this biggest game of the season yet, what do you ask of your girls today?
Well, just again, we focus in tonight on rebounding and the fundamentals of basketball. Just execute and do the things that we do, and detailed stuff that, again, now we get to the crunch time, we've got to be really good at what we do. And if we do that, then we got a good shot.
Coach, we are looking forward to it. We've been waiting all year for these moments. Can't wait to talk to you afterward.
Well, thank you, Caleb, for the great, wonderful coverage all year.
Head Coach Don Cooper, we are getting closer to game time from the Resch Center. WIAA State Basketball, your McDonald Central Lady Max in Albany coming up.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi-Hi and McDonald Athletics. Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Welcome back to Lady Max pregame live from the Rest Center in Green Bay. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO studios in Halley. It's your McDonald Central Lady Max against the Albany Comets, 24-5 versus 28-0, the Western Cloverbelt Conference versus the Six Rivers. Well, by now you've probably heard about the shortage of licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin and nationwide. We owe a debt of gratitude to those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we are able to sustain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. If you have what it takes to make the right call, and let's be honest, you know who you are, don't put it off. Let's get you licensed in the exciting and active role of officiating. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Access the officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at WIAAWI.org to get started. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. And being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked, endless worrying about college, cyberbullying, high expectations, and all the negativity. What do Wisconsin teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads? They play. Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all. High school sports are fun. Not just fun, they're a lot of fun. Encourage teenagers to participate in high school sports. They'll stress less and smile more, and they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future. Good to be back here at Green Bay, Mark Maloney, and of course, a lot of folks back at home making it happen.
Yes, and we're going to have a little shout-out here for some people back in Chippewa Falls that maybe smartly didn't make the ride down in the snowy weather.
That was an adventure last night.
Are listening to us and watching the TV and stuff. So we got my co-workers back at HPE, Jeff Glansman, Mike Leadholm, Mike Kabishik, Bob Masha, and whatever else crew is back there in Chippewa, hard at work at HPE. You guys get that up on your computer screens and pretend you're working. And then the boys down at Soakups, Jason Jacobson, Peter Soakup, Shimmy and Kathy and everybody down there at Soakups. I get fortunate enough that I always give those guys a shout-out down there with Peter Soakup and Jason and those guys. And they always got us tuned in all the time down there at Soakups. So when you're down there buying a couple pounds of hot dogs, just see how we're doing on the score here.
Get that corned beef as well for St. Patty's Day coming up in 1 week, and we appreciate Soakups being one of our advertising partners for the boys' game, and they're going to continue on Saturday night. But looking forward to this one. We're going to take a quick three-minute break. We'll be back as we continue to break down the matchup as the teams have taken the floor and are warming up here at the Rest Center. Back in three on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up three positions: a night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential, maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
Lady Max pregame live from the Resch Center in Green Bay. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Dawson Halverson back in the WOGO studios in Halley. It's the Albany Comets against your McDonald Central Lady Max in this WIAA Division 5 state semifinal. As we break down the matchup a little bit here, McDonald averages 60.6 points per game. Albany 66.2. McDonald gives up 40.4 points per game. The Comets give up 32 points per game. Field goal percentage, McDonald 45% from the floor, 50% for the Comets. Free throw percentage, 63% for the Lady Max, 65% for Albany. Three-point percentage, McDonald has made 177 threes on the season, shoot at a 37% clip. Albany on the other side shoots the three-point game at a 46% clip, and they have made 174 of them. Rebounding, 34.3 rebounds per game for McDonald, 31.3 for Albany. McDonald gets 11.4 offensive rebounds, though, and a lot of those from Aubrey Dorn. Assists per game seems to be an advantage. McDonald, 19.2 assists per game, but 16.2 for Albany. Turnovers, McDonald averaging just over 12 turnovers per game. The Comets, 11 turnovers per game, 16, or I mentioned the assists as well. Steals per game, 12.6 for Albany, and 16 steals per game for Don Cooper's Lady Max. And blocks, both teams mirror images at 2.7 blocks per game. And again, different conferences. We know of the Six Rivers down there, Barneveld's there, and this Albany team beat them three times, Mark Maloney. But again, there's a lot of similarities with these teams. Everybody's good here at State.
Yes, and again, you know, I noticed the same thing on the Albany stats, is they like to shoot the three ball. And again, you live and die by it. So hopefully they're not hitting them very well this morning. And our girls are very, I think, well-rounded, inside, outside. Aubrey's inside game's coming around very well. They got a 6-foot center that might give her a little bit of trouble. But, again, let's see how the preparation all year that the McDonald girls going up against some very tough schools, I think we got a little bit of an advantage there.
Again, a lot of athletes for the Lady Macs. You probably don't want to get in a three-point contest with this Albany team, but remember, again, this is a big cavernous gym compared to what they're playing for, and even seeing the men's three-point arc out there as well, too. It's just very different, so sometimes even great shooters struggle to adjust a little bit in the first game, too. But if you can use your athleticism, your great defense, and, again, run, you've got a real good shot here.
And again, Albany's first time ever at state, so you know they got maybe a little more jitters than we do. So,
well, we're looking forward to this one a lot. We'll continue to get you closer to tip here from the Resch Center in Green Bay. Back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. This is McDonald Lady Max Basketball live from the Resch Center.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Our 4K and kindergarten programs are distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families can invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools and be rewarded with 10% off tuition when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. Two Oven Works pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, live from the Resch Center in Green Bay, inching ever closer to this state tournament semifinal in Division 5, your McDonald Central Lady Macs against the Albany Comets. And Mark Maloney, as we look at the last two games for these teams, each respectively sectional final at Kettle Moraine for Coach Derek Dasher and Albany. They defeated Oakfield 65-40, up 13 and a half. Seven players scored, led by Abby Hollis, their super sophomore, with 19. Alana Durchie with 13, Avery Briggs with 10. Anna Ellinger with 9, Gracie Freetag, their senior center, their 6-footer with 5 points, McKenna Broughton with 8 points. On the other side for McDonald, they didn't have a ton of trouble with that Siren team, 70-48 winners in that Barron sectional final. Emily Cooper, 23 points all in the first half. She was 6 of 12 from downtown, so impressive in that game.
Yes, very good game there. I missed that game, but I watched as much as I could on the road coming back. But thanks to Dave Flanagan for filling in for me. But, yeah, it's good to see these girls getting out there and getting after it. And, again, we just have to play some really, really good basketball today.
McDonald also in that game, Emily Cooper, along with her 23 points and 6 of 12 from downtown, 1 of 1 from the free throw line, 8 of 17 from the field, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals, did not turn the ball over. Aubrey Dorn had 14 points and 12 rebounds on 5 of 7 shooting, 4 of 6 from the foul line, 4 assists, 4 steals and a block. Marley Hughes with 11 points, 1 of 2 from downtown, 4 of 8 from the field, 2 of 3 from the free throw line, 4 rebounds, 9 assists for Marley and 4 steals. Sophie Schmidgall with 10 points, 5 of 7 from the field, 5 rebounds, 1 assist. Maddie Geisler with 6 points. She was 2 of 4 from downtown. But a quick note, the two bigs for McDonald, 56 combined points, Sophie Schmidgall and Aubrey Dorn in the last two games, those critical sectional games, 56 combined points. Combined between them, they have only missed 6 shots.
Yes, they've been playing some really good basketball, and Sophie's really coming on, and Aubrey's just improving every single game. So, these girls are ready and raring to go, and I'm watching these warm up down there, and it looks like the ball is finding the basket rather nicely for us.
Well, there we go. McDonald, 8 players score there at 4 state tournaments. You're on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, back in 1.5 minutes.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
State tournament semifinal, McDonald and Albany here on WOGO Sports. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. What does McDonald need to do to hand Albany their first loss, Mark?
Well, again, we got to play tenacious defense like we have been. We got Emily Cooper with leading in steals, and the rest of the girls are just going to get after it today. So I think they need to play really, really tough defense, limit the three-pointers for this team that really likes to shoot the threes, and let them be one and done, and then we just got to convert on the offensive side of the board.
Well, that's your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Game time coming up next on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, WOGO.com. Join us for Max Playoff Basketball back after this.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
I'm Diana Fergola, and I own Mainstream Boutique in Menominee. Coming here to Menominee was really important to me. Having a passion for fashion was really, really exciting to bring this here to our community. The biggest thing for me was making sure that the ladies here in our community could look beautiful, not always needing to drive to the Twin Cities for something or further away, but having it here local just for our ladies to be able to look and feel beautiful each day. It was an absolute no-brainer to join Wisconsin Credit Union. When I was coming here to Menominee and opening my store, I tried to do everything as local as I possibly could. And for me, having a financial institution that was right here within the community that had the same beliefs and values as I had was really, really important to me. I think the thing that I appreciate most about Wisconsin Credit Union is walking in, no matter what is on my agenda, if it's a simple deposit or something that needs a little bit more attention, Wisconsin makes me feel like I'm their one and only customer. I know that they're going to handle it. Wisconsin treats me the way I treat my customers, and that makes me feel really special.
Wisconsin Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
I can count on Wisconsin Credit Union.
McDonald's Owen. Carrie Stepp with a beautiful rendition of the national anthem.
Very nice job. She's got an awesome voice.
And Carrie so well, again, performing here at the Resch Center along with Keith Urban and so many yes. other greats that we saw as we were walking through the halls. And now she gets to say she performed at the Resch as well, too.
Exactly.
Well, good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM and WOGO.com one night after your McDonald boys advanced to a sectional final. We'll have that for you. Lord weather willing tomorrow night from Avery, and hopefully having another game tomorrow morning as well. But first, business to be taken care of here at the Resch.
And it's a sea of blue here, Caleb. Albany is colors are blue. McDonald's in their blue, so there's blue all over the crowd.
The reserves being introduced first for Albany.
Number 24, Rachel Will. And
let me be announced and bring them to you.
Now let's meet the Max of McDonald's Central Catholic. Number 0, Sophie
Schnittger. Sophie's five, always got that big smile on her face.
And a guy so throws up the rock hands. Katie Ruff with a nice wave to the camera.
Chloe
Flanagan.
Number 21.
Kendall Heffler's got her gun. Blows a little kiss to the camera as well, too. Again, sometimes I love seeing the girls here when they get to be on TV, because the boys sometimes feel like they need to be a little more stern when you see boys on the stage.
Yeah.
The girls are usually all smiles, too, and saying, hey, let's say hi and have some fun.
They're happy to be here. Well, we got the starting lineups coming up.
Again, we had your Choice and Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice and Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Starting lineups, Gracie Freetag for Albany. She's a 6-foot senior center, averaging 3 points per game. McKenna Bratton, a 5'4" point guard. She's also a senior, one of two on this team, 5.1. Their leading scorer coming up. Alana Durchy, 5'7" junior, 15.0 points per game. Abby Hollis, she's a 5'6" shooting guard, a sophomore, 17.4 points per game, has hit 89 threes. And then Avery Briggs, the 5'7" junior guard, 9.1 points per game. So Freetag, Bratton, Hollis, Durchy, and Briggs, the 5 on the floor for Coach Derek Dasher. And the Albany Comets, 28-0. On the other side for your McDonald Lady Max, Marley Hughes, one of the two captains, 5'9" senior guard forward combo, number one, averages 11.4 points per game, an incredible 7.1 assists for the senior Hughes. Callie Goulet, 5'10" junior forward, number 11, the defensive stopper, 2.6 points and 3 rebounds per game. Emily Cooper, the other captain and the Western Clover Belt Conference Player of the Year, the 5'7" junior point guard, number 22, 16 points per game, leads the team, second on the team in assists. Aubrey Dorn, the 6-foot center, the junior, number 23, double-double machine, 14.2 points per game, second on the team, and 10 rebounds per game, leads the team. And Izzy Hartman, 5'6", junior guard, number 31, 3.5 points, 2.4 rebounds, and 2.5 steals. Don Cooper, ninth year at the helm of this McDonald Lady Max varsity program, with a record of 152 wins versus 73 losses, a 68% winning percentage. The Albany Comets, kind of a dark blue uniforms, tops and bottoms with the white numerals, white lettering, and the sharp red outlines. McDonald resplendent in their home white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the solid royal blue numerals, lettering, and accents on the shorts. And jumping at midcourt, one immediately, down two, Marley Hughes up and in for two.
There we go.
Aubrey
Great
Dorn
start.
To Cooper and Hughes for two, and McDonald up 2-0, using that speed right away. Izzy Hartman will have to the point guard in the backcourt. That's Abby Hollis. Hollis, again, an incredible sophomore season.
And good to see McDonald. Oh, there's a long three.
Hollis off the mark. Long rebound batted out, and Dorn hands it off. After she corrals it, Marley Hughes to Emily Cooper. Cooper pushing the pace, goes behind her back just outside the lane. Again, bigger court here, 10 feet longer on a college floor. McDonald's practicing at UW Stout. Emily Cooper, kick out left corner. Marley Hughes, left corner, pocket three. Off the front of the rim, no offensive rebound. Tapped out to Dorn via Izzy Hartman. Dorn wheeling at the foul line, back out. Emily Cooper between the wheels, calling out the play. 55 seconds gone by here at State, 2-0 McDonald. Emily Cooper, little head fake, it's by her defender. Euro steps by two defenders,
beautiful.
Popping off the glass for two.
Emily Cooper.
4-0 McDonald.
And I'm really a little glad to see Coach Cooper starting out in a man-to-man defense, kind of making Albany work.
Abby Hollis is having to work again. 17.4 points per game. She's running the point. They like the ball in her hands.
Makes it a little harder to shoot the threes if they're in man-to-man.
Briggs up top. Hughes went for the steal. They'll go right side. A deep three on the way. Rims in and out. Long rebound chased down off the miss by Freetag. Comets with the ball and a whistle and a foul underneath. See if that was Durchy. Alana Durchy, the 5'7 guard who is driving in. And Cooper with her first foul. And good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports. WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, WOGO.com. Pass knocked out. Freetag will retrieve, straddling the arc. Right wing against Aubrey Dorn. Backing down to the right block. Turns, tries to go up and under. Tough shot. Front of the rim, no. Dorn pulls down the rebound to Emily Cooper. Cooper racing across midcourt on the near side. Cooper slows down the dribble. Finds Marley Hughes on the right wing. McDonald, 2 minutes gone by, leading 4-0. Emily Cooper, left wing, thought about a three, a good closeout by Albany. Marley Hughes working left-handed dribble over to Cooper, left wing. Again, Cooper hit six threes up at Barron. Like that floor? You like those Cameron Comets jerseys? They're playing the Comets here.
Yes.
Marley Hughes high on the left, holds it on her hip, working off a screen from Callie Goulet. Over to Izzy Hartman. Hartman holding up high. Again, off a screen from Callie. Izzy driving in hard with the left hand. High off the glass. No. Offensive rebound, Callie Goulet. They'll get it right back to Izzy Hartman.
Nice.
Aubrey Dorn drops the dime.
No, that was Hartman.
Good work there.
Yep.
Yeah, so Izzy with the miss. Then Callie Goulet, the offensive rebound. And Aubrey Dorn gets a rebound underneath as the miss down low by Avery Briggs. Callie Goulet going in hard, too strong, ball knocked out of bounds, last touched by Albany. So again, recapping that in case you're missing it here. So miss on one side for Izzy Hartman, Callie Goulet knocks it out to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn dishes it to Izzy. Izzy from the opposite side, up and in, makes it 6-0 McDonald.
That's nice. I think the McDonald girls are just hustling a little bit more on offense.
Marley Hughes puts it on the floor with the right hand out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman cutting out the left side of the lane and a blocking foul called on Albany. We'll see who that is again.
It's going to go against Hollis. It has to.
I'm not getting any younger, and Albany's numerals are kind of small. And we're way up here. A timeout taken on the floor back in 60 seconds. 3 minutes exactly gone by. McDonald leading 6-0. Back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Live from the Rec Center in Green Bay, 3 minutes gone by first half, early going in this state semifinal. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. 6-0 McDonald. They have the basketball inbounding underneath the hoop off the timeout. Inbounds to Emily Cooper, high on the left wing. Cooper working a right-handed bounce. Back beyond the arc on the right side. Emily Cooper crosses over on her defender, flips it over to Marley Hughes. Hughes to Izzy Hartman. Hartman spinning into the lane, throws to Callie Goulet. Back out, Emily Cooper loads and fires for a deep three. Front rim, no. Rebound pulled down by the Comets. A little trouble in the backcourt there for the Comets, and Albany goes behind her back. Abby Hollis, the sophomore. She's a good ball handler.
Yeah.
Up top, McKenna Bratton. Works over to Hollis, trying to get free. Thought about a step back three, instead goes to the left side. That's Alana Durchie. Into the corner, driving baseline, runner off the side of the bracket. No, and Aubrey Dorn pulls down another rebound off the miss by Avery Briggs. Donald had a 6-2 rebounding advantage at the break. It looked like a little bit of a kick thrown off Marley Hughes and out of bounds. And I think Marley thought it was kicked by Hollis as well. Maybe she slowed down a bit.
And that's kind of a judgment call there by refs, whether it was an actual kick or an accidental throw off the foot.
So McDonald employing some backcourt pressure with Izzy Hartman on Hollis. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete, three generations of service, and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com as a steal by Dorn. Ahead to Marley Hughes. Hughes a race to the hoop. Euro step air a little bit too strong off the glass. It's a nice move, everything but the finish there. And again, sparked by the steal by Aubrey Dorn. She gets almost three per game. Still 6-0 McDonald. A deep three right wing off the front of the rim and long track down of the rebound, Marley Hughes. Long heave ahead and stolen away, but Aubrey Dorn took it away. Goes off the glass too strong. Got a roll rebound. Goes up again. Misses again. Rebound battered around and to Albany. Anna Ellinger with the rebound eventually. Again, Aubrey Dorn is really dominating on the glass. Just couldn't quite pull it in. And a whistle and a foul, and Dorn's going to get called for a foul.
Standing there.
Trying to wall up. And if you're Albany, that's exactly what you want to do, is to try to get Aubrey Dorn in some foul trouble. That's her first.
I put that on Callie.
Oh, Callie Goulet.
Yeah.
So shooting two, trying to get Albany on the board. It's just 6-0 McDonald. Will be Alana Durchie, and the free throw is good. So the zero off the scoreboard for the Albany Comets. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Second free throw is good for Alana Durchie. 6-2, McDonald's lead cut down to two possessions. Emily Cooper working off a screen from Dorn. Cooper gives it back to Dorn. Dorn kick out to Marley Hughes, right wing. Feeds Dorn at the right post. Skips between two defenders. Up and in for two.
Nice physical basket by Aubrey.
First bucket for Dorn, the junior, and it's 8-2 McDonald. Again, she had to split two Comets that side. A whistle and an offensive foul.
Illegal screen.
Did they get free tag for that?
Yep.
Number three, their senior center, their six-footer.
Good call there. Second
whistle against Albany. Team fouls even at two apiece. 12:44 to go here at the Rest Center first half. 8-2. Lady Max with the lead. Emily Cooper left wing. Cooper looking to the post. Nothing there right now to Marley Hughes. Straight on. Refeeds Emily. Long cross court skip to Marley Hughes. Head fake and walk with the basketball.
Might have taken off a little too soon.
Well, at Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Visit ghr-ec.com, ghr-ec.com. Thank you to Chuck and the team for their sponsorship of today's game. 8-2 McDonald, full two possession lead. A little bit of trouble with the dribble up top for the Comets.
There's a steal.
Hartman steps in front of a pass. Hartman wide open pass to the basket. Layup is good.
Nice.
Coast to coast for Izzy Hartman. She has four, and the McDonald lead is 8-10-2. Again, a little trouble in the backcourt.
She's doing a fantastic job.
On Hollis.
Yes, on their point guard.
And again, if you can frustrate her 50 feet from the basket. Hollis. Look good there. 5'6". Sophomore, a little runner from just outside the paint on the left wing. That's the first field goal for the Comets as McDonald will get some subs in just a moment. Emily Cooper, right wing. 6-point lead for the Lady Macs. Izzy Hartman up top. Cooper on the right wing. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Flips it over to Marley Hughes. He's back to Izzy Hartman. Hartman at the foul line. Pulls up from 10 feet. Got it.
Oh, wait. We have
a push underneath.
I don't know if the basket counted.
Is the basket going to count or
He's
not?
He's asking if the basket went in. Basket's going to count.
Basket's going to count. Well, I'm sorry, Izzy, I missed your end one because we couldn't tell what they were going to decide there. But it looked like maybe a waif from the ball free take
ball
just picked
too.
Up her second. Yeah.
For second, team
All right.
Third.
So Kylie Jensen's going to come in, the 5'6" junior guard, number 34, 3.1 points, 2.6 rebounds. And smiling Sophie Schmidgall, the sophomore forward, number 0, 6.7 points, 3.1 rebounds. She has been playing phenomenally the last couple games. McDonald on the inbounds. Emily Cooper, flip over to Kylie Jensen, left wing. It's 12-4 McDonald. So the basket counts and a loose ball foul, I guess, that's going to give it back to McDonald. Deep three, left wing, Emily Cooper. Side of the rim, no. Sophie Schmidgall goes
Sophie.
Over the back,
yep.
Trying to get the rebound. 11-14 to go here, first half. That is the third team foul on McDonald's. The team fouls even at one apiece. As a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed. Flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended. lakeland.edu/blended. Hollis is a little bit loose on the left wing. Loses track of the dribble for a moment. Loops it up
nice.
Top. Stolen by Sophie Schmidgall. McDonald has a 2-on-1. Sophie down the right side of the lane. Going in hard with the right
Got
hand
it.
And scores. Oh, Sophie, a nice touch in traffic.
Took a little bit of body contact there, but not enough to stop her.
14-4 McDonald. Aubrey Dorn with a steal. Dorn steps in front of the pass. Across the logo, Dorn down the lane.
And
down
one.
The basket, and the foul for Aubrey Dorn. The six-footer doing work.
That was nice. That was back-to-back turnovers converting into points. That's what we need to do.
16-4, the Lady Max and Aubrey Dorn looking for three the old-fashioned way. And the fouls starting to mount up a little bit here for Albany. Free throw for Dorn. Looks good, is good. 5-point game. Timeout on the floor. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Playoff Basketball live from the state tournament in Green Bay on WOGO Sports.
Sometimes we make life harder than it needs to be. Like when you rely on your sense of direction in the big city instead of using the GPS.
Recalculating.
Not using a hot pad for that pan of cookies. Trying to move that big TV by yourself. When it comes to your prescriptions, don't do things the hard way. Skip the big box pharmacy and just head to the medicine shop. Carrying local pharmacists, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. There is a difference. Your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself.
Ow!
Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... Call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Foul in the backcourt. Kylie Jensen out of the timeout with a bump in the backcourt. 10:34 left to go first half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. The Rush Center in Green Bay, 17-4. McDonald has started out strong. Almost over and back by Hollis on the left side. Open look at a three. Far side of the rim. It goes in and out. Rebound knocked away in the corner. And Albany trying to save it. Kylie Jensen passes it to Dorn.
Yes, now we just need to control the basketball here. 10:14 left on the clock. 17-4 lead here. So let's just manage the basketball a little bit. Put some more points up there.
Emily Cooper to Marley Hughes straight on. McDonald leads by 13. An eternity left in this game at State. Sophie Schmidgall jab step right block extended out to Marley Hughes. Up top, Dorn. Moves from Marley Hughes right of the circle. 9:46 to play here at the Resch in the first half.
Emily kind of feigned a long three.
And she's going to take one of those at some point here. Kylie Jensen working a right-handed bounce. Throws to Marley Hughes. Lost it for a moment. Gets it back. Marley Hughes crossing over on her defender. Flip out. Emily Cooper now a head fake. She'll go into the lane out to Kylie Jensen. Jensen at the left elbow. Drops it over to Marley. Ken McDonald very patient on this possession. Sophie Schmidgall, right block, trying to work it along the baseline. Kick out Kylie Jensen. Jensen, deep three. Back rim, no. Rebound right back to Jensen. And Jensen foul. Is fouled from behind.
That's going to be her second.
That should be the fifth foul on Albany.
The second on
Hollis, right?
Yes.
Well, Barry Global in Chippewa Falls has just opened up three positions. Night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour. We'll tell you more in a moment. Marley Hughes inbounds to Aubrey Dorn, cutting hard to the rim and scores. Beautiful inbound action for McDonald, and Dorn has a game-high 7 points, 19-4, the Lady Mags.
See, now Coach Cooper's put the girls into a little bit of a zone here. Double dribble.
A double dribble called as Alana Durchy losing the handle. 9:01 remaining. We are almost to the halfway point here of the first half. Max on the attack. Marley Hughes on the left wing. Loops it over to Emily Cooper. Cooper, a head fake. Oh, and she walked with it. 8:49 left to play. Again, letting you know those positions at Barry Global. Night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Great benefits, too. Find the Chippewa Falls location at barryglobal.com/careers. That's barryglobal.com/careers. Skip into the right corner. Kick out up top for Albany. Hollis will try a deep three. That one off the mark. Aubrey Dorn with the rebound. And Albany's got to be careful they don't get a loose ball foul.
Yeah.
Push ahead to Sophie Schmidgall from Cooper. Sophie going hard up at the rim.
Yes.
Hangs on the edge and goes in.
Well, that was nice.
Sophie Schmidgall with four. And the McDonald lead is 21-4. Long cross court skip. The work at the high post. That's Ellinger driving hard to the rim and scoring.
Anna Ellinger.
Nice work on the right side of the lane. 21-6 stops the scoring drought for Albany. Sophie Schmidgall straight on. Left wing. Feed to Marley Hughes.
I almost thought that she traveled with the ball, but didn't get caught.
7:52 left first half, 21-6 McDonald. Winner moves on to the state championship game tomorrow just after 11 here at the Resch. A lot of game left here. Marley Hughes, long cross-court skip. Kylie Jensen to Marley Hughes, right of the circle for three.
There we go.
Marley Hughes,
the first triple for McDonald here at the Resch this year, and they lead 24-6. Ellinger driving in again, hits the brakes, kick out Hollis. Hollis deep three left wing, thought she had the range, at horseshoes out, rebound, top, fought for down low, and Aubrey Dorn gets tied up.
One thing about those threes, you know, and she's throwing some long bombs out there, and you're going to get a long rebound off of that.
Aubrey Dorn is going to take a break, Hollis as well for the Comets. Maddie Geisler, number five, into the game for the first time. The 5'5" junior guard has hit 33 pointers this season. We'll see if she can get one here. The Resch. Up top for the Comets, trailing 24-6. Another quick trigger on a three. Back rim, no, long rebound. Tracked down by McKenna Bratton.
They're known for shooting the threes, and they're shooting them.
Drop into the post. Callie Goulet fights it away from free take to Marley Hughes, and Hughes got raked across the face with an incidental arm, and that's going to be the sixth team foul against Albany. Well, today's McDonald Lady Max basketball coverage brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or their new location in Lake Halley opening spring 2023. Go Lady Max from Nicolet Bank. 18-point lead for McDonald with under seven to go here at the Resch Center in Green Bay. Cooper just left of the wheel, working a right-handed bounce now to the right wing. Cooper up top, Maddie Geisler faked the three. Has it with the left hand, maintaining the bounce with the right up top. Marley Hughes straight on. Aubrey Dorn and Izzy Hartman are going to come back in shortly. Push up top.
Oh, we've
got an illegal screen.
Sophie, yeah, she's got to get set on those.
6:34 remaining. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. Back in 1 minute.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation.
The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Well, as a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed, flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended, lakeland.edu/blended. 6:29 to go in the first half, 24-6 McDonald. The Albany Comets with the ball. They're 28-0 on this season. Lady Max hoping to hand them their first loss. Comets trying to fight back here out of the media timeout. Free tank at the right elbow. She'll kick out for a deep three left in the circle. Back rim, no offensive rebound. An easy putback up and in for two, McKenna Brenton. Rotten, that's her first basket. 24-8, McDonald. Marley Hughes, big head fake. Left block extended up top, Izzy Hartman. Hartman leaves it over for Maddie Geisler. Geisler with a shot fake. Across the foul line to Marley. Marley pulls it back out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman cutting between two defenders. Up high, yeah. And it goes down. A nice touch through contact. Izzy Hartman, she has eight.
She's got a good game going.
Eight at state for Hartman. She averages 3.5. Right side, a shot fake for Albany. Driving baseline, losing it off her, shooting out of bounds. Alana Durchy, the junior. Back to McDonald with a 26-8 lead, 5:30 to go before halftime here at the Rec Center in Green Bay.
We just got to keep converting here. We got to keep putting the points on the board. We cannot let up.
Marley Hughes on the right wing crosses over off the screen to Maddie Geisler. There's that three.
Nice.
Nail it. Maddie is money.
Nothing but net.
Maddie Geisler, her 31st of the season, 29-8 McDonald. Left side Hollis inside the three-point arc. Left block extended. We'll flip it back up top. Avery Briggs working to the corner. Bobbled pass saved off of McDonald out of bounds. Quick hands on the recovery there after a bobble. McKenna Broughton. Emily Cooper back in along with Sophie Schmidgall. Callie Goulet and Maddie Geisler back to take a seat. You know Maddie's pumped after hitting that
yes.
Three. Shout out to Lori Geisler who helped us with our very first McDonald Lady Max game of the season. Under five to play, 29-8 McDonald. Drop down a free tag in the post. She'll flip it out. Good look at a three right corner. That one's good. And that was Hollis.
Yep.
And that's her first three of the game. Again, that's her 90th of the season. Timeout on the floor. We are back in 60 seconds, back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services. Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com, live from the Rec Center in Green Bay. 29-11, McDonald with the lead. Izzy Hartman leads the way for the Lady Max with 8 points, all in the first half, of course, but fantastic game brewing here
yes.
For the McDonald junior. 4:42 to go. Lady Max on the attack. Again with an 18-point advantage here against the unbeaten Albany Comets.
Now it looks like Albany might have went into a zone defense.
Aubrey Dorn, right corner, thought about the three. She gives him a big fake.
Yeah. Like she's really not going to shoot that.
Back at the high post, Aubrey cut to hacking between two defenders, hit the underside of the backboard there. She kind of leaned in, maybe lost her footing a little bit. Again, you just don't want this Comets team to shoot a lot of threes. Freetag gets a nice look, point blank, misses it, and Aubrey Dorn swoops in for the rebound. Push ahead all the way across the floor. Izzy Hartman in the paint. Back to Sophie. Sophie from 10 feet, sweet.
Beautiful.
Schmidgall along the left baseline, 31-11 to McDonald. Under four to go. Kicks ball up top. Aubrey Dorn knocked it out. We're going to see Katie Ruff in. Katie, the 5'10" junior center, number 15, 1.2 points, 2.7 rebounds. Again, going back to the very beginning of the season, Katie, as she was inserted in the starting lineup when Aubrey Dorn was out, just fantastic rebounder.
Yes.
Just did a wonderful job. And then again, a great team player too, as she's again come off the bench for most of the rest of the season too. And when she's called upon, she gives them some great minutes. She's guarding Freetag up top, almost forces a steal. Hollis on the right wing, slides a bounce down into the corner, working a pivot foot there. Up top, back to Hollis. Hollis on the floor with the left hand, goes high post, Freetag. Freetag, ball fake, working, wheeling. Drop it back down to the corner, quick trigger on a three. That one in and out, long rebound. Sophie Schmidgall tracks it down.
Good defense there.
Marley Hughes to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn, right block, drops it to Sophie Schmidgall, wide open to the basket for two. Post-to-post passing for McDonald.
Wide open, nobody picked her up.
And Sophie's has eight.
Not going to miss.
33-11, as I mentioned, only six missed shots combined in the last two games from those two post players. And they've scored 56 combined points in those games. A steal, push ahead to Aubrey Dorn. Emily Cooper to Dorn. Dorn down the lane, off the window, and good.
Let it play.
35-11, McDonald.
She had Hollis on her for defense, and she didn't want to pick up another foul.
Kick up top by the long left foot of Aubrey Dorn. Kylie Jensen, Callie Goulet coming in. Who's going to get a break here for McDonald? Aubrey Dorn, a well-deserved rest. So Ruff, Emily Cooper, Callie Goulet, Kylie Jensen, and Sophie Schmidgall, the five on the floor for head coach Don Cooper and the Lady Macs. 2:40 to play here until halftime, 35-11, McDonald. Tipped pass, Emily Cooper knocks it off of the Comets out of bounds.
Nice.
She created just enough chaos that Emerson Briggs couldn't handle it in the left corner. Briggs, need to mention, she's a freshman, 5'4" guard, number one.
Coming up on 2 minutes, 30 seconds left here in the first half.
Emily
Max
Cooper
up 35-11.
Off a screen from Katie Ruff. Cooper to Kylie Jensen, left wing. Shoots it up top, Sophie Schmidgall after the wheel. Right side, Emily Cooper. Cooper with a defender closely on her to Callie Goulet, straight on. Left side, Kylie Jensen outside the arc. Again, we have the two arcs. The women's arc and the men's here at UW Green Bay. Emily Cooper, I'm sure, could shoot from either with the same level of accuracy. Callie Goulet across the foul line out to Kylie Jensen. Under 2 minutes to play here, first half. Working off a screen from Sophie Schmidgall to Emily Cooper. There's a deep three. Rims in and out. Offensive rebound, Kylie Jensen. Back out to Emily Cooper. Cooper with a head fake by two defenders. High off the window, too strong. And rebound pulled in by the Comets underneath the hoop. Sophie Schmidgall had a paw on it for a moment.
Two good, really good shots there.
97 seconds remaining. Quick three from the left corner. That one barely grazes the front of the rim, and Kylie Jensen boxes out well for the rebound. 35-11 McDonald. Exactly 90 seconds remaining now. Albany trying to get one more sub in before the half, and McDonald will counter with Maddie Geisler if they get an opportunity. Emily Cooper left wing. Cooper maintaining the bounce between the wheels with a minute 15 left to Kylie Jensen. Jensen holding on the right side. Kylie at the foul line works out to Callie Goulet. Lay off the screen from Sophie Schmidgall. Couple bounces over to Emily Cooper. Cooper gets by her defender, back out to Callie Goulet. Rotates left side, Kylie Jensen. Under a minute to go now, first half. Emily Cooper, another head fake at the foul line. Drops down to Sophie Schmidgall. Sophie attacks the basket. A little bit too far underneath the hoop, but she hit the underside of the rim. 50 seconds left. Sophie would have been the first player into double digits with a make there.
Yeah.
Right side for Albany. They'll drop it down, and Katie Ruff changed that shot. Callie Goulet and Kylie Jensen diving on the floor,
nice
creating
hustle.
A head ball. And jump ball goes to McDonald. with 35 seconds left. And now Emily Thaler going to come in for the first time. The senior, 5'11", senior center number 24, 2.2 points, almost two rebounds per game. Marley Hughes in for Emily Cooper. And Maddie Geisler back out there along with Callie Goulet and Kylie Jensen. 35 seconds remaining in the first half. 35 points on the board at the rec center here for Green Bay, in Green Bay for the Lady Macs. Marley Hughes up top to Kylie Jensen. We'll see if McDonald holds for one shot here.
Yeah.
Marley on the left wing to Maddie Geisler. Thought about pulling the trigger on a three, but again, continuing to bleed this clock downward. Marley Hughes, kick out Maddie Geisler. Now she's got a three on line. Back rim, no. Long rebound tracked down by Haas in the right corner. She's got to move with 9 seconds left. 35-11 McDonald. Push ahead to Durchie in the left corner. Shot fake there. A little trouble with the basketball, and Kylie Jensen steals it away. And that will end the first half on a high note for McDonald. At the break, they lead 35-11 as the teams go into the locker room. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. This is Lady Macs Playoff Basketball live from State on WOGO Sports.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up three positions: a night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential, maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
At Fries Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald girls basketball team. Go Lady Macs! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Fries Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than a Culver's creamy, fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins? We handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like. From caramel to your favorite candies like Butterfinger.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald's Athletics.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself. Ow! Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Halftime here from the Resch Center in Green Bay. McDonald leads 35-11 at the break. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Dawson Halverson back in the WOGO studios in Halley. And Mark, it's been all Lady Mac so far.
Yes, and they're just playing fantastic basketball. Now, I haven't looked at the stat sheet here that's official. My unofficial is I got Albany with 10 turnovers and McDonald with only 4, so I don't know what this...
That you're absolutely sheet. On.
Yeah, so, again, I think that's key. That's just showing signs of, again... Coach is doing a good job. You know, I commented on Coach Schilling mixing up his defense, going man-to-man last night. And Coach Cooper started out man-to-man defense today, and it just threw Albany off. And then, you know, once you get that lead like we have, then you can throw him into a zone, and you don't have to work quite as hard.
Well, looking at the leading scorers for both sides here, four players have scored for the Albany Comets, led by five from Abby Hollis, two apiece for Alana Durchy, Anna Ellinger, and McKenna Broughton. On the other side, for McDonald, they already have six players in the scoring column, nine for Aubrey Dorn, eight apiece for Izzy Hartman and Sophie Schmidgall, five for Marley Hughes, three for Maddie Geisler, and two for Emily Cooper. It's time for the Trust Point Plan for the second half, brought to you by Trust Point Wealth Management, here to help you create a financial plan to reach your goals and enjoy life. Trust Point in Eau Claire, La Crosse, and Minneapolis. Consultations are always free. TrustPointInc.com. What's the plan for the Lady Macs here, leading by 24? But again, you got to finish it out.
The plan is to keep your foot on the gas pedal and not let up here, and just start this second half with putting some more points on the board, limiting their points. Get a little bigger lead out there, and you know, towards the end of the game, hopefully we can get some other players in. I think that's Coach Cooper's thing. But yeah, starting off here, keep the foot on the gas.
Well, that's the Trust Point Plan for the second half, brought to you by Trust Point Wealth Management, here to help you create a financial plan to reach your goals and enjoy life. Let's hear how the first half sounded. A lot of highlights for you from here at State. Little head fake. It's by her defender. Euro steps by two defenders.
Beautiful.
Off the glass for two.
Emily Cooper.
4-0.
For two.
Calling out the play. 55 seconds gone by here at State. 2-0 McDonald. Emily Cooper. Little head fake. It's by her defender. Euro steps by two defenders.
Beautiful.
Off the glass for two.
Emily Cooper.
From Callie Goulet over to Izzy Hartman. Hartman holding up high. Again off a screen from Callie. Izzy driving in hard with the left hand. High off the glass. No. Offensive rebound. Callie Goulet. They'll get it right back to Izzy Hartman.
Nice.
Aubrey Dorn drops the dime. Emily Cooper working off a screen from Dorn. Cooper gives it back to Dorn. Dorn kick out to Marley Hughes, right wing. Feeds Dorn at the right post. Skips between two defenders. Up and in for two.
Aubrey.
Nice physical basket by Aubrey.
A full two-possession lead. A little bit of trouble with the dribble up top for the Comets.
There's a steal.
Hartman steps in front of a pass. Hartman wide open pass to the basket. Layup is good.
Nice.
Coast. Hollis is a little bit loose on the left wing. Loses track of the dribble for a moment. Loops it up
nice.
Top. Stolen by Sophie Schmidgall. McDonald has a two-on-one. Sophie down the right side of the lane. Going in hard with the right
Got
hand
it.
And scores. Oh, Sophie, a nice touch in traffic.
Upper.
14-4
Another
McDonald.
Turnover.
Aubrey Dorn with a steal. Dorn steps in front of the pass. Across the logo. Dorn down the lane.
And
down the basket. And the foul for Aubrey Dorn. The six-footer doing work. Three. That one off the mark. Aubrey Dorn with the rebound. And Albany's going to be careful they don't get a loose ball foul.
Yeah.
Push ahead to Sophie Schmidgall from Cooper. Sophie going hard up at the rim.
Yes.
Hangs on the edge and goes in.
Well, that was Sophie. Nice.
Tomorrow, just after 11 here at the Rush. A lot of game left here. Marley Hughes, long cross-court skip. Kylie Jensen to Marley Hughes right in the circle for three.
There we go.
Marley Hughes.
Hartman leaves it over for Maddie Geisler. Geisler with a shot fake across the foul line. To Marley. Marley pulls it back out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman cutting between two defenders. Up high,
yeah.
And it goes down. A nice touch through contact. Izzy Hartman, she has eight.
Keep converting here. We got to keep putting the points on the board. We cannot let up.
Marley Hughes on the right wing. Crosses over off the screen to Maddie Geisler. There's that three.
Nice.
Nail it. Maddie is money.
Nothing but net.
Schmidgall tracks it down.
Good defense there.
Marley Hughes to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn, right block, drops it to Sophie Schmidgall,
no,
wide open to the basket for two. Post-to-post passing for McDonald.
Wide open, nobody picked her up.
That's how the first half sounded. McDonald leads 35-11 here at State. We're back in 60 seconds with Mark Maloney's military shout-outs back in 1 minute.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online.
You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Halftime here at State, and of course, we're going to continue our halftime tradition. It's Mark Maloney's military shout-out, so please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb, and we'll hit up Glenn Maloney out at McGuire Air Force Base with his family, Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana, Jory Kubishik at Holloman Air Force Base, New Mexico, Kyle and Nicole Leadholm at Dover Air Force Base getting ready to head over to Japan, Greg Hovland at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois. Sarah Pass and Bovee, along with Kristen Levesser Davis, is with the 133rd Civil Engineers out of the Minnesota Air Force National Guard. Carter Billen with the Security Forces at Fairchild Air Force Base, Washington. Austin Tolleson with the Marine Corps Reserves out of the Great Lakes, Illinois. Jordan Chartrand in the Army at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. John Hayton in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson in active duty in the Navy. Wayne Trimble, a McDonnell grad at Fort McCoy with the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Noah Stewart, a Chi-High grad, is at Lackland Air Force Base. Chuck Gardo is in the Marine Corps stationed out of Hawaii. Ellie Eckes, a McDonnell grad in the Army National Guard out of Chippewa. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess in the Air Force over in Germany. He's a Chi-High grad. Matt Tolver is out at Offutt Air Force Base, and Mason Gadel is a 2022 Chi-High grad with the Merchant Marines. And again, a huge thank you to our military, and it's an honor to have an opportunity to do this at a state game, and we're going to keep on doing them.
And we're hoping to be able to do this at three more state games. Boys are going to have to take care of business on their side, and the girls hopefully will keep this one rolling here. As the Albany Comets will start out with the basketball here in the second half from the Resch Center in Green Bay. McDonald leading 35-11 as they'll switch sides. Albany moving left to right. Jumper off the back rim to start. Gracie Freetag, offensive rebound. She's too strong. Rebound batted around through several pairs of hands. There's a scramble for it on the floor. Multiple players on their seats, and Emily Cooper got the tie-up, and possession should go back to McDonald. In that first half, just a quick note, Aubrey Dorn with 9 points. She had 8 rebounds, 2 of them offensive, 2 assists and 2 steals. Marley Hughes, 5 assists to lead the team in that category. Really impressive all-around first half for several Lady Macs. Emily Cooper straight on. 30 seconds into this second half. McDonald leading 35-11.
Yep, and they're satisfied here. Albany staying in their man-to-man defense, and McDonald's just going to burn a little clock up.
Hartman to Dorn. Dorn, she's doubled, which is probably a good idea. Kick out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman, look at a jumper from 16. No, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Albany. Starting five on the floor for McDonald as Aubrey Dorn helpfully goes by to the student section and retrieves it. But Aubrey Dorn, Marley Hughes, Emily Cooper, Izzy Hartman, Callie Goulet, the 5 on the floor for head coach Don Cooper. 54 seconds here into the second half from the Resch Center in Green Bay. Drop it in to Izzy Hartman, left wing. Back out to Marley, high on the right. Shoots it over to Emily Cooper. Cooper loads, fires for 3. Bucket!
Look good from here.
Emily Cooper, her first triple. She has 5. The McDonald lead is 38-11.
She only had 2 points in the first half. And man, if she heats up, they're in trouble.
Hollis at the right elbow. Runner in the lane. Too strong off the glass. Rebound snapped in by Emily Cooper. She's going to push it ahead to Marley Hughes. Hughes drops it down to Callie Goulet. To the rim and scores!
That just looked way too nice.
Just so smooth as Izzy Hartman steps in front of a pass and knocks it out of bounds on the inbound. McDonald Area Catholic School, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Hartman went for a steal again. Couldn't quite get it. Now on the run, the Comets across the timeline. Working just inside the foul line. Kenna Broughton, who led them in rebounds with 5 boards in the first half. Driving down the left side of the lane. Too strong off the window. Rebound batted to Marley Hughes' hands from Aubrey Dorn. Almost 2 minutes gone by here in the second half. Emily Cooper finds Callie Goulet. Skip out to Marley Hughes. Short corner feed. Izzy Hartman. Hartman going right to the rack. Blocked on the way up. Freetag might have got a piece of that one.
Yep. Good look there by Izzy.
And good aggressive move offensively by Izzy Hartman. Marley Hughes trying to force a steal. Kick out to Freetag. Freetag jumper off the back bracket. No. Rebound to Emily Cooper. 15:45 to go. 40-11 McDonald.
One and done here for Albany, and that's a huge advantage for McDonald.
Emily Cooper off a high screen from Dorn. Runner from 10 feet comes up short. Long rebound. Izzy Hartman tracks it down. Izzy attacking right to the hoop. Euro step up and in.
She is having a game.
Hartman with double digits. She leads the way for McDonald with 10 points, 42 to 11, the Lady Macs. Free take, kick out, right corner. That's Broughton. Work back to Broughton on the left wing.
Emily almost had the steal.
Marley Hughes up top. Free tag will hold it on the right side. She'll step into a three. Comes up short. Long rebound out to Emily Cooper. She wants to push. Finds her big. Aubrey Dorn down the right side of the lane.
Hoop. And one.
And Harp counted for Aubrey Dorn. And one.
Nice push down the floor. And that's going to be number three on Wallace.
Wallace gets her third. Team's first of the second half. And Aubrey Dorn just too strong, too powerful, too long. And Dorn with a game-high 11 points going to the line for looking for an end one. Again, Coach Derek Dasher, just phenomenal man, just interviewing him by phone as free throw perfect for Dorn. But, I mean, he said, we've seen a lot of great centers. He said, we haven't seen anyone like Aubrey Dorn. Back in 60 seconds, media timeout. Back in 1 minute, this is Lady Macs basketball from State on WOGO Sports, 45-11, the Lady Macs.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Welcome back to State Basketball Live from the Resch Center in Green Bay. 45-11, McDonald, 14:57 remaining. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com.
Getting some good text here from
Callie Goulet with the steal. Knocks it loose. And jump she ball. Fouled or a jump
oh,
ball?
No, a foul.
Foul. So that will be the second on Albany. Go ahead.
I was just going to – oh, and now they put that on Hollis.
Oh, that's her fourth. Wow. Yeah. Oh, that's tough.
But my sister Sharon is dog-sitting for us and taking care of things, and she's watching the game. And Pete and Pam Bowlby back in Chippewa watching the game, so listening to us and watching the game.
Harmon to Callie Goulet up top, right side. Emily Cooper loads for three. Oh, we got an offensive foul right before Cooper just swished it from the right wing.
We get caught with those illegal screens quite a bit.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 14:38 remaining in the game, 45-11, McDonald. Hollis playing with those four fouls, crossing over on Izzy Hartman, goes behind her back. Hollis just inside the right elbow. We'll shoot it out right side to Durchie. Durchie, jumper, rims in and out. Another rebound for Aubrey Dorn.
She just takes it away from everybody.
Gobbles them up. Marley Hughes right wing. Hughes feeding Dorn, right block extended. Kick out to Marley. Marley down the lane, runner back rim. No rebound, batted around, and the Comets come away with it. A little trouble in the backcourt. Izzy Hartman knocks it loose and thrown back to Alana Durchie. Oh, Hartman was right in the grill of Hollis on that one and made it really difficult for the sophomore. 4 minutes gone by, second half, 4 minutes and change.
Izzy is doing a fantastic job defending.
And she's second on the team in points as well, too. I mean, just Izzy, just phenomenal. Hollis gets loose, and a long jumper off the back of the rim. Emily Cooper keeping the head up, and she'll push it ahead to Marley Hughes. Hughes on the right wing, back to Cooper. Cooper thought about a really deep three from straight on. Flips it over to Izzy Hartman. Cutting across the foul line, back to Marley Hughes. Hughes a head fake into the lane. Kick out Emily Cooper on the left wing. Cooper driving down the right side of the lane, hits the brakes. Drops it back to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn, couple dribbles. Izzy Hartman across the foul line to Marley Hughes on the left wing. 13-16 remaining, 45-11 McDonald.
I think our girls are not as gassed as Albany is right now.
Callie Goulet back out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman cutting between two defenders to the rim again.
Oh.
And it won't go in, but Izzy Hartman going to the line, shooting a pair of free throws for the Lady Mags. Well, it's time. Time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707, or Wirzgala.com, 839-0707, or Wirzgala.com. A little long on the first free throw for Izzy Hartman. Sophie Schmidgall is going to come in for Callie Goulet. Free tag and Emerson Briggs back out there for Coach Derek Dasher and the Albany Comets. You're on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney high above the Resch Center floor here in Green Bay. Second free throw for Hartman, too strong, and she gets her own rebound. It's loose on the floor, though, and knocked away to Alana Durchy. Durchy high on the left side. Sophie Schmidgall comes out on her. 12:56 to play in the second half. Kenna Broughton in the left corner. Emily Cooper picks her pocket, and did she set on the end line? No jump ball. The 12:48 left. Kylie Jensen going to come in for Izzy Hartman, and she's going to get a standing ovation from her bench the way she has played today. My goodness.
She's tired out there, and she deservedly so is tired, playing fantastic defense
against a really, really good sophomore. Briggs up top. Drops it over on the left side. They'll work into the corner. Long cross-court skip back.
5 to 11, and just controlling the basketball.
Marley Hughes jogs it into the forecourt. Right wing for the Lady Max. Working a right-handed bounce. Finds Emily Cooper on the left wing. Cooper to Marley Hughes. Hughes back to Cooper on the left outside that second arc. Cooper pulls up. Foul line jumper off the glass and in. Nice.
Roll that one in.
Emily Cooper gets the shooter's roll. She has 7 points. McDonald leads 47-11 here in the state semifinal over the unbeaten Albany Comets of the Six Rivers Conference. Pass knocked away by Aubrey Dorn. She gets it back from Sophie Schmidgall. Dorn on the run, finds a cutting Emily Cooper to the rim. Good!
They just do that so well.
She's 6 foot, but is she a point guard or a center?
Exactly.
49-11 McDonald.
They just know where everybody's at on the floor for easy baskets.
Briggs in the right corner, standing on the three-point arc. She's hassled by two McDonald defenders. Gets by him, tries to shoot a bounce pass along the baseline. She does to Broughton. The work back outside the arc. 11:30 to play, 49-11 McDonald. Briggs goes on the right side to Ellinger. Kick out for a long three. That one good. And that is number 21, Alana Durchy, her 36th three of the season. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. 11:22 to play, 49-14 McDonald. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete, three generations of service, and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Thank you, Ryan and the crew, with us this entire season long. Looks like it's going to go an extra game here.
Yes.
As deep as it possibly can. McDonald leading 49-14, needing to hold on to that and extend it, hopefully, for the final 11-15. Coming out of the timeout, Emily Cooper up top, drops to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn attacking the rim and scores.
Looks too easy.
Oh, what a great two-player action there. And Dorn now with 14 points. That's a game high.
And another assist to Emily.
Hollis on the right wing. She's playing with those four fouls. Goes high post, right elbow. Free tag between two McDonald defenders. Kylie Jensen almost hacked it loose. Tipped pass
there
up top by Aubrey Dorn. And Emily Cooper runs it down. Cooper on the right wing. Taps the brakes, back to Marley Hughes high on the right. Shoots it over to Kylie Jensen. Jensen with a right-handed bounce. 10:40 to go. 51-14 McDonald. Emily Cooper up top. Finds Marley Hughes.
Hughes, jab steps back to Kylie Jensen. Jensen for a deep three, front rim, no. Rebound batted between two pairs of hands and saved right before the sideline.
Yeah.
Quick work there by McKenna Bryant.
And they threw,
it away. Oh, goodness. Onto the scorer's table. Just, and as you mentioned, the wheel's coming off a little bit here.
Meantime,
Albany team. We've got our media timeout back in 60 seconds this time on WOGO Sports. It's 51-14 McDonald, second half.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself.
Ow!
Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... Call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Today's McDonald Lady Max basketball coverage from State brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or their new location in Lake Halley opening spring 2023. Go Lady Max from Nicolet Bank. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Awesome. Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Out of the timeout, Sophie Schmidgall rotates to Marley Hughes on the left wing, finds Kylie Jensen straight on. Maddie Geisler back out there working a left-handed dribble to Marley Hughes. So Jensen, Geisler, Hughes, Dorn, and Schmidgall, the five on the floor for Coach Don Cooper. Tipped pass out of bounds into the McDonald bench. 9:56 remaining, 51-14, the Lady Max.
Doing a good job here of keeping Albany off the scoreboard.
And this is an Albany team that averages 66 points per game, and they have 14 almost to the halfway point here the second half. Lady Max lead the way with defense. They have all season long.
They've only scored three in this whole half, right? They have 11
at half. 35-11 at half.
Yeah.
Incredible. 8.5 minutes with only 3 points. It's the McDonald D. Nothing, no slight on this Albany team, but just this McDonald team. And Sophie Schmidgall, baseline jumper a little bit too strong from just outside the right block. On the right wing, Avery Briggs, just inside the arc, leaves it up top for Broughton. Into the left corner, three on the way, rims in and out. That was halfway down for the Comets. And Marley Hughes shrugging off a defender and Durchie as she crosses the logo at midcourt here at the Resch Center. Down to the post, the feed for Aubrey Dorn. Dorn turns, scoots it back out with a bounce to Maddie Geisler. Up top, Marley Hughes between the wheels. 8:49 to go, 51-14 McDonald.
Emily Cooper's on the bench getting a well-deserved rest, but she looks like she's getting ready to come back in.
And Geisler up top goes to Kylie Jensen on the right wing. Jensen on the floor with the left hand to the left elbow, back out Marley Hughes. Hughes off the screen at the right elbow. She was looking for the pick and roll. She finds Aubrey Dorn up and just a little bit too strong. That looked like another assist for Marley. Dorn goes down, pops back up. Now the Comets on the move. Kick into the corner. Wide open look at a three. That one off the side of the rim. No. Offensive rebound, though, for Albany. Kick out. Three on the way. That one rims out. And another rebound for Sophie Schmidgall off the miss from Avery Briggs.
And Albany's going to throw up a lot of threes here.
Maddie Geisler drops it down. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn is double, turning up with the right hand and scores anyway.
Beautiful.
What a beautiful kiss off the top of the window. And Aubrey Dorn continues her fantastic game with 16 points. She's a double-double easily.
Yes.
And a pass getting away from Albany in the left wing. 7:46 left. McDonald will send in four subs. So Maddie Geisler will stay out there, but Izzy Hartman, Callie Goulet, Katie Ruff, and Emily Cooper onto the floor now for McDonald with 7:46 left and a 53-14 lead.
At some point, yeah, you got to give him a couple more minutes here and get some subs in.
Cooper ahead of steam across the timeline, goes behind her back
off a high screen from Katie Ruff. Tried to get the roll, didn't get it that time. Callie Goulet up top from Izzy Hartman. Swings to Emily Cooper left wing. Cooper up top, Maddie Geisler. Geisler, shot fake, flips it over Izzy Hartman. Hartman bumped back out to Emily Cooper. Cooper down the right side of the lane. Kick out Maddie Geisler. Geisler, show and go. Flips over to Izzy. Izzy down the right side of the lane. Oh, she was looking for Katie Ruff. A great idea on the pass.
Yeah.
Couldn't quite connect with 7:17 left. Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics on WOGO Radio for over 30 years. White City Glass.
Coming up on 7 minutes here. There's a long three.
Hollis off the front iron. No offensive rebound. Going right back and swatted away by Emily Cooper as she denied the shot from Durchie.
And she wanted to get that ball out of there and was hoping maybe one of her teammates would track it down, but wasn't
anybody. Got
that
little grin on her face. Under seven to go. 53-14 McDonald. Reaching to the right corner. That's Broughton. Scoots it down to Freetag. Freetag lost it between her legs. Gets tied up with Callie Goulet. And held ball. And possession will go back to McDonald.
Another timeout.
Timeout. Media timeout. We are back in 60 seconds. McDonald rolling here at State at the Resch. Back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Well, make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA.
And Albany just, they don't pressure the ball at all. I don't know if that's their forte.
McDonald move right to left, and again, leading 53-14, but not facing backcourt pressure.
No, they didn't all game.
Emily Cooper, high on the left wing, working a pivot foot back out to Maddie Geisler near midcourt. Maddie, couple bounces with the right hand, back to Emily Cooper. Marley Hughes is going to check back in a moment. Maddie Geisler, long cross-court skip, finds Goulet at the right block, out to Emily Cooper. Cooper jumps it down. Hartman looking to the low post, doesn't find anyone there. Couple bounces out to Maddie Geisler, long cross-court skip. Emily Cooper loads and fires from nearly out of bounds. Off the front of the rim, no. That was a deep three from the right wing for Emily.
That was.
Rotten on the run. Holds and will flip back up top. Looks like Emily Fowler's going to check in for McDonald as well.
Yep.
Past the two-thirds point of the second half here at State, 53-14 McDonald. Right wing feed, Rotten, skips it over, quick touch pass down low, and a good look at a basket that just won't go in underneath the hoop for Albany. And they've had some moments. Avery Briggs just couldn't get to that one. A save along the baseline by Callie Goulet, but saves it back to the Comets. Hollis on the move. Hollis has her shot blocked and swatted away by Katie Ruff.
Very nice.
Push ahead to Callie Goulet. Goulet going coast to coast and just can't quite get it to fall. But grabs her own rebound for a moment, taken away underneath the hoop, though.
I think she kind of lost herself on the court, didn't know where the basket was.
Still playing tough defense. Strong runner rims in and out. No good for Durchie. And a
jump
whistle
ball.
And a jump ball underneath on the tie-up possession, staying with the Albany Comets. McDonald will sub in four more. Emily Fowler.
Aubrey Dorn. In for the Mets.
Who else did I miss? Well, Aubrey Dorn's out there. Emily Cooper's out there. Marley Hughes, Emily Fowler, and Sophie Schmidgall.
Yes.
53-14 McDonald. Almost under 5 minutes to go. Free take wide open in the left corner. And this senior
Knocks in a three.
Her first points of the game.
Good for her to get some points here at the Resch again, as she'll end a fine career at Albany, it would seem, here in Green Bay. Emily Cooper left wing. Drops it to Aubrey Dorn just inside the high post. Gets it back. Turns, wheels, faces the basket. Over to Emily Cooper. Drops to Sophie Schmidgall. Finds Aubrey Dorn. Beautiful touch pass to Thaler. Oh, it won't go down. Thaler fighting for it. Knocks it out. And pulled in by Abby Hollis of the Comets. They're trying to get Emily a basket here.
Yes.
Give the senior one here at the Resch. Over 4 minutes to do it. 53-17 McDonald. Right side. Nice cut to the hoop. And Sophie Schmidgall says no, ma'am. And she spikes it out of bounds.
Nice
goodness,
block.
Soph. Oh, wow. They're seeing the replay on this here at the Resch Center. Wow.
Yes.
It's emphatic by Sophie. In the right corner, Hollis. Emily Cooper swats it out of bounds.
See, Coach Cooper might have some girls got their warm-ups off there, so.
Okay, and there's a good chance everybody suited up is going to see the floor here at the Resch Center, and how special is that?
Yes.
4:09 to go, 53-17 McDonald. Post-class post-game show coming up. Gracie Freitag loses it, gets tied up. Emily Thaler hits the deck, and possession should go back here to McDonald. Fresh, yep. Never frozen beef cooked up only after you order the Butter Burger from Culver's. Have one today at Culver's of Lake Halley, or get the mushroom and Swiss. Mark's choice. Those real Wisconsin cheese curds made with only the freshest Wisconsin cheddar, then deep fried golden brown, served hot at Culver's of Lake Halley. Thank you, Corey and Paige Parsons, our local Culver's owners, being such a great part of Chi-High McDonald Athletics. Culver's of Lake Halley. And soon a second location in Chippewa Falls as well. Marley Hughes over to Sophie Schmidgall, right wing. 3:38 to go. Sophie loses on the way to the hoop, gets it back. She's doubled and will go up top. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn crossing over off a screen. Gives it back to Marley Hughes at the right elbow. Marley attacking, going hard to the hoop, off the glass and good.
Semi-assist there to Emily Fowler with a great screen for an easy basket.
Marley Hughes, her first basket in the second half. 55-17 McDonald. Quick three, I think that's Hollis, and Hollis,
yep,
left wing triple. That was from deep. That's her second three. We've got a timeout on the floor. We are back after this on WOGO Sports, back in 30 seconds.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing. Year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services. Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
Well, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, outreach clinics throughout West Wisconsin. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, visit cvosm.com/WOGO. We're holding up a moment, waiting for TV to get back, and now we are ready to resume the action. McDonald leading by 35, 55-20 here at the Resch Center with 3:05 to play. Expect to see a flurry of subs, probably from both teams, in the final couple minutes. Maddie Geisel left side to Kylie Jensen. Emily Thaler's posting up. She wants it down there at the block.
Yes.
See if you can get the senior a bucket here. Right side, Maddie Geisler. 2:43 to play. Just a phenomenal wire-to-wire game here for the Lady Macs in the state semi. This would be their first ever win at a state tournament in girls basketball. Still want more. Right side feed, Maddie Geisler from Sophie Schmidgall. He's over Callie Goulet. Again, McDonald going to be very patient here at the end, not wanting to run this one up. Kylie Jensen splits between two defenders. Whoa. Up and in for two. Kylie going through some contact there, Kylie.
Yes.
And she gets into the scorer's book. The junior with her first basket.
She got through that.
57-20 McDonald. Hollis swings into the right corner. Pass to no one as Maddie Geisler steps in front of it intended for Ellinger.
I would assume Coach Cooper might take a timeout here to get his subs in.
Jensen on the left wing with a minute 50 left. Maddie Geisler right wing. Working the bounce, the junior. And now those subs are popping up and getting to the scorer's table. Everybody's going to get in this one. Sophie Schmidgall, high catch up top, and Coach Cooper takes that timeout.
He's going to
take a quick break. We'll be back in 30 seconds. We're at WOGO Sports, late-going second half. McDonald up 37 at State.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Minute 39 left for the McDonald Lady Macs. That's all that separates them from a berth in the WIAA Division 5 State Championship game. We have Tessa Rozowski on the floor, Chloe Flanagan, Kendall Heffler, and Lauren Misfeldt. Everybody suited up, sees the action on this big floor here in Green Bay at the Rec Center. Kendall Heffler up top, swings it over right side. Chloe Flanagan to Tessa Rozowski. Kick to Flanagan. Flanagan toes up a three, front rim no for the lefty. Comes up a little bit short. Katie Ruff battling for that rebound. Couldn't quite get to it.
Yeah. Had to get these young girls out there.
Minute six to play. 57-20. McDonald. 59 seconds left. Again, some subs on both sides here. Emerson Briggs. A handoff. Pull up in the lane. Not able to get a shot off. Kick out to Rachel Wilt. She's a junior and stolen away by Kendall Heffler. Heffler on the run. Trying to go coast to coast. Down the lane and
nice.
Scores.
Kendall.
Atta girl.
Nice job there by Kendall.
59-20 McDonald. 30 seconds to play. Albany in the paint. Blocked by Katie Ruff. To Tessa Rozowski. Rozowski push ahead to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan down the lane. Can't get the shot
and
to fall, but she's going to go to the line. And so with 18.4 to play, Chloe Flanagan, the young freshman, 5'5" guard, is going to the line here at State with a chance to get into the scoring tallies. Free throw.
Oh.
Just a little bit off the mark. Got another one here, Chloe. 59-20 McDonald, 18.4 seconds left. Flanagan, the second. And
ooh,
that one just off the mark as well. 16 seconds left, 59-20 McDonald. Wilt with the basketball for Albany. Puts the head down on the right-handed dribble. Kick out to Emerson Briggs. They'll leave it to the left side. Three on the way, and someone got a piece of that, I think.
Yeah, well,
Lauren Misfeldt may have blocked that shot. Katie Ruff will dribble
there
it out
go.
With Flanagan. And McDonald continuing to achieve history. They get their first ever win at the WIAA Division 5 Girls State Basketball Tournament. Your final score from the Rec Center, the McDonald Lady Macs 59, the Albany Comets 20. We've got a lot coming up on the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. And we're going to see you tomorrow. A lot coming up. Coach Cooper, both Coach Coopers, again, a hand for this Albany squad as they've done something that was never before achieved by this program, breaking through, getting to their first ever state tournament. I'm sure a lot of tears for these Comets, but a lot of those players are going to be back. They only had two seniors on this roster of 10. They're co-oping with some talented athletes over there in Monticello because, again, enrollments are small at both schools. Coach Derek Dasher with a hug for Coach Don Cooper. And, again, just want to congratulate the Albany Comets on their season. They finished 28-1, and they give a big wave to their crowd. And Coach Dasher told me as well, too, I believe they were allotted 500 tickets, sold them out within a few hours, asked for more, got more, sold those out. And, again, a special group for Albany. And I think you may be seeing Albany Monticello in the near future back here in a state tournament again.
I agree. They got a good contingency here. There's a lot of parents here, a lot of student section over there. So, yeah, combine that with Monticello, and things could happen over there.
Well, now our second game coming up. The winner of this one will play your McDonald Lady Max. We're going to step out, be back in 3.5 minutes with the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll have stats, highlights, analysis, and look ahead to a couple games tomorrow as well. We can't wait. Back in 3.5 here on WOGO Sports.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local employee-owned factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools is committed to the formation of your child, mind, body, spirit, and community. A learning environment where Christ is honored and welcome.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education at McDonnell. That's the Mac way. Income-based free tuition programs close April 20th, so enroll your child today.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing. Year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald girls basketball team. Go Lady Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. Two Oven Works pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
We welcome you into the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. A lot to cover here at the Resch Center in Green Bay. But first and foremost, for the first time in school history, the McDonald Lady Macs take another step. They not only get to their third consecutive state tournament, This is their first ever win here at State. They will be playing for silver or gold tomorrow. And the way these girls are playing, they're not going for silver.
I agree. And I think they got a great shot at going for gold, but they're bringing hardware home. You're right, Caleb. The way these girls are playing, it's fantastic. Our assists are phenomenal. Our defense is phenomenal. We're not relying on any person. We got multiple people scoring, and our big scorer, Emily Cooper, was held to 9, but her assists and her defense is phenomenal, and that's what these girls do really, really well. I mean, we talked to these girls earlier on when they came up and talked to us at McDonald there, and they talk about how much they're family, and that's exactly how they play out there, just like family.
And I don't know, again, we'll see if we're able to talk with head coach John Cooper. We'll certainly find a way to talk to him before that state championship game tomorrow. Again, with WIA restrictions and regulations, not sure if we'll be able to get to him, especially with our perch up here. But regardless, I mean, we probably, again, talking with him all season long, would know some of the things that he would say. And again, it starts and ends with defense with this team.
Yes, and again, that's what they did. And, you know, again, hats off to those the coaching staff there that come out with a man-to-man defense right from the get-go. I think, again, that's crucial that they, you know, mess with the opponent's ability to score the basket. And knowing that they like shooting the threes, it's tough to shoot threes against a man-to-man defense. And then once you got a little bit of a lead, you can back off on your D a little bit, but not much, because our 1-3-1 zone defense is just as tough.
Well, we're going to take another 3-minute break again. Don't go away. We're going to go through extensive stats again, courtesy of the Rest Center here. We've got some great stats, more than we normally do, to go through with you. So that'll be a lot of fun. We've got our second half highlights as well. If we're able to talk with Coach Cooper, we'll certainly do that. But again, McDonald moving on to the state championship game, and a lot more great recap action coming here on the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass in Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Always quality service, always affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassmirror.com. Back in 3 here on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University.
We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
A stellar performance here at State for the McDonald Lady Macs. This is the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com. We know now that we have a doubleheader tomorrow, as the McDonald Lady Macs will be in the state championship game against the winner of this one right in front of us here at the Resch Center, Blair Taylor or Wabino Leona, and then the McDonald Macs boys against Solon Springs in a sectional final for the right to go to Madison for State. That one will be a 6:30 pregame here on WOGO Sports. But looking at this one again, we've got stats, we've got highlights to go through. But what you saw was really a wire-to-wire domination. Everybody is good here at State. Coach Derek Dasher had kind of told me before, you know, he said we probably don't play the same level of non-conference competition that McDonald does. He said we just have to play who we have to play. But he kind of said a little before this game when we were talking earlier this week that, yeah, there probably were a few things in his mind where he'd say, don't know that we're quite at the same level with the number of athletes McDonald can roll out there.
Right. And again, that's a asset that McDonald has going up against some really, really tough teams in that conference. And and Coach Cooper realized that, and and maybe the coach for the other team there will, and for Albany will realize that, yeah, you have to play some tough competition if you want to make it down here to State and represent there. So again, McDonald just they are just hitting on all cylinders right now. I don't know if anybody can stop them right now. So they got a good night to rest up and get ready for tomorrow with a little later start with an 11 o'clock game, right?
Yeah, so we'll plan on, again, a special State pregame for that 11:05 game. So, again, plan on 10:25 tomorrow, as we'll see if we can get some highlights together from the hotel room for this one and recap it for you tomorrow. But again, we've still got highlights yet today. Let's look at the scoring here, and then we'll dive a little bit deeper into the stats. Abby Hollis led the way for Albany. She averages 17.4 points per game, just a sophomore. She had eight, hit two triples here tonight, her 90th and 91st of the season, but a 51% foul shooter. And when you look at Hollis today, she was 3 of 11 from the field, 2 of 7 from three-point range. So McDonald doing a great job kind of clamping down on her. But Hollis with 8 points of the five players who scored for Albany, 5 for Alana Durchy, 3 for Gracie Freetag to cap off her senior season. McKenna Broughton, the other senior on this roster. Again, they only have two seniors. She had 2 points to end her Albany Comets career, and then 2 for Anna Ellinger. On the other side, for the McDonald Lady Macs, 9 different players scored. They were led by Aubrey Dorn with 16 points. She was just incredible today. Izzy Hartman, we'll probably talk more about her. Maybe let's do it now. Izzy, again, 10 points, but she's a defensive stopper. She, again, is a good passer. You don't always look to Izzy for scoring 3.5 points per game. We've seen, some of those offensive flashes, and not only today did she play great defense on that best player for Albany in Abby Hollis, but she had her best game of the season, I would say, offensively.
Yes, and, that's what makes this team as good as it is they don't rely on any one, they don't rely on any two, they don't rely on any three, to be their scorers. It's dispersed rather nicely amongst a lot of different players. And again, Marley Hughes can just go off and score a ton of points, and Maddie Geisler can score, and Emily Cooper can score, and we rely on Aubrey and Emily Cooper to be the leaders. But now you got Sophie Smigdal with 8, Isabel Hartman with 10, and those are the type of things that open it up for the McDonald girls.
I did just confirm as well, that is a season high for Izzy, 10 points. What a great day to do
yes.
it. Breakfast basketball works pretty well for these
yes.
late backs playing early in the morning. Most teenagers probably wouldn't like that, but these girls, they got after it today. Emily Cooper with 9 points, third on the team for McDonald. Sophie Schmidgall, just so good these last three games. She has 8 points. Marley Hughes with 7 points, but we'll get to some of the other things that Marley did in this game as well, too, as she doesn't need to score double digits. She's fully capable of giving you 15 or 20 per game if she wants to.
Yes.
But she does so many other things, makes everyone else around her better. 3 for Maddie Geisler. She got a big 3 here at the Rec Center. Callie Goulet, Kendall Heffler, and Kylie Jensen all with 2 points to round out the scoring for the Lady Macs.
Yeah, and that's just great. I mean, again, having 10 players, and they've had that happen multiple games where we've got 10 players scoring in our scoring column, if not more.
And 9 here today at State. Again, I'm kind of a stat nerd, so I love that the Resch Center provided us with all these stats. One that immediately jumps out to me, Albany was held to 16.7% field goal percentage. 16.7%. They came into this game, Mark, shooting 50% from the field. They were held under 17% today.
Yeah, and you look at the points that they put up against their opponents all year. I mean, they're a phenomenal scoring team. And, again, you just got to attribute that to the McDonald defense.
When you look at what McDonald did offensively, they come into this game shooting 45% from the field. They shot 52%. And, honestly, they did it from up close.
Yeah, and that's what they do. And, again, there was a towards the end there, where these guys just had everything rocking in the right direction with a lot of nice assists for easy layups, and that was big.
McDonald shot 25% from beyond the arc, 3 of 12, but again, it's just such an adjustment, and again, it's what's nice about a state semifinal. You get the feel of playing on this floor in this big cavernous rec center, and hopefully you see that percentage go up, but they didn't really need to shoot a lot of threes today, so 3 of 12, but again, Albany is a very good three-point shooting team, very good. They shot 4 of 21. Again, they had to loft a lot up there in the second half. They were 19% from three-point range. Free throws, 2 for 2. So, again, only 2 attempted for Albany, 100%. McDonald did leave a few points out there at the free throw line. Not going to nitpick in a 39-point win, but 2 of 6 from the foul line, 33%.
Yes, and, again, you know, at the beginning of the game, you know, when they're introducing the girls, and you just got to think, well, you know, some of these girls from the volleyball team are quite used to this Resch Center, so it was nice to see that happen. And again, they get to do it all again tomorrow morning.
McDonald held Albany to 11 points in the first half, 9 in the second half. Turnovers and points from turnovers, let's look at that here. Again, this never really was in doubt as McDonald led from the word go, and again, they just never surrendered that lead, never tied. Points from turnovers, McDonald with 18 points off turnovers, Albany with 5 points in the paint. Advantage McDonald 44-4.
Yeah.
44-4 in the paint.
Yes. And again, that was just a lot of good assists and a lot of good cuts by the girls and finding the open person. And a lot of those points were easy, easy layups.
McDonald with 15 points off the bench compared to 2 for the Comets and 18 fast break points for the Lady Macs. They got out in transition. No points in transition for the Albany Comets. Let's look at a couple more stats here. Again, things that jump out to you from the stat sheet, but Aubrey Dorn's stat line, 7 of 11 from the field, 16 points. I said she had a double-double. Again, it looked like I was wrong about that. She had 9 rebounds, really close, but 3 assists and 4 steals in that game. Marley Hughes, 7 points, 3 rebounds, 7 assists, and 1 steal for Marley. Callie Goulet had 2 points, but also pulled in a rebound and two steals as well for Cali. Emily Cooper with 9 points, seven rebounds, and four assists. 10 points for Izzy Hartman. As we mentioned, she also had one assist, one steal, and two rebounds. 8 points for Sophie Schmidgall, pulled in two boards, had an assist and two steals. 2 points for Kylie Jensen, along with four rebounds. We'll hear Kylie's bucket in our highlights. An assist for Kylie as well. Maddie Geisler had a three and had an assist. Katie Ruff pulled in two rebounds today, and Chloe Flanagan came in at the end of the game, didn't score, but again had a nice drive to the hoop at the end. Kendall Heffler with 2 points and a steal and score went coast to coast, and that rounds out the scoring and stats for McDonald. I want to credit Tessa Rozowski as well, too, as she came in and got aboard. McDonald on the game, as we mentioned, 27 of 52 from the floor, 52%. Again, 18 assists on 27 field goals, 13 steals, only 8 turnovers, forced 19 turnovers from Albany.
Yeah, and again, just some great defense played there by the McDonald girls. And I love that assist stat. I mean, that to me means a lot as to how unselfish this team is.
Well, we're going to take another 3-minute break and be back with hopefully with those highlights if I can get them all done in time. This is the Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services. Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalla.com.
Sometimes we make life harder than it needs to be.
Like when you rely on your sense of direction in the big city instead of using the GPS.
Recalculating.
Not using a hot pad for that pan of cookies. Trying to move that big TV by yourself.
When it comes to your prescriptions, don't do things the hard way. Skip the big box pharmacy and just head to the medicine shop. Carrying local pharmacists, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. There is a difference. Your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. Two Oven Works pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Well, early on, it's been all Blair Taylor in this second game against Wabena Leona. Again, the winner will play McDonald at 11:05 tomorrow morning. We'll plan to have a 10:25 special state pregame. Wabena Leona just got their first basket to make it 7-2, but back to our game here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We have got a lot of highlights put together. Here's how the second half sounded as McDonald runs away with a state semi over previously unbeaten Albany, 59-20. And here's how the action sounded on WOGO Sports. Don Cooper, 54 seconds here into the second half from the Resch Center in Green Bay. Drop it in to Izzy Hartman, left wing. Back out to Marley High on the right. Shoots it over to Emily Cooper. Cooper loads, fires for three. Book it!
Emily.
Look good from here. Emily Cooper. Hollis at the right elbow. Runner in the lane. Too strong off the glass. Rebound snapped in by Emily Cooper. She's going to push ahead to Marley Hughes. Hughes drops it down to Callie Goulet. To the rim and scores!
That just looked way too nice.
Just so smooth as Izzy Hartman steps in front of a pass and knocks it out of bounds.
Advantage for McDonald.
Emily Cooper off a high screen from Dorn. Runner from 10 feet comes up short. Long rebound. Izzy Hartman tracks it down. Izzy attacking right to the hoop. Euro step up and in.
She is having a game.
Hartman step into a three comes up short. Long rebound out to Emily Cooper. She wants to push. Finds her big. Aubrey Dorn down the right to the lane. Hoop.
And one.
And Harp counted for Aubrey Dorn. And one.
Nice push down the floor. And that's
the Six Rivers Conference. Pass knocked away by Aubrey Dorn. She gets it back from Sophie Schmidgall. Dorn on the run. Finds a cutting Emily Cooper to the rim. Good.
They just do that so well.
She's 6 foot, but is she a point guard or a center?
Exactly.
As it possibly can. McDonald leading 49-14. Needing to hold on to that and extend it, hopefully, for the final 11-15. Coming out of the timeout. Emily Cooper up top. Drops to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn attacking the rim and scores.
Looks too easy.
Oh, what a great two plays.
And Albany's going to throw up a lot of threes here.
Maddie Geisler drops it down to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn is double, turning up with the right hand and scores anyway.
Beautiful.
What a beautiful kiss off the top of the window. And Aubrey Dorn continues her fantastic game with 16 points.
Coming up on 7 minutes here. There's a long three.
Hollis off the front iron. No offensive rebound. Going right back and swatted away by Emily Cooper as she denied the shot from Durchy.
And she wanted to get that ball out of there.
Moments. Avery Briggs just couldn't get to that one. A save along the baseline by Callie Goulet, but saves it back to the Comets. Hollis on the move. Hollis has her shot blocked and swatted away by Katie Ruff.
Very nice.
Push ahead to Callie Goulet. Goulet going coast to coast and just can't quite get it to fall. But grabs her own rebound for a moment, taken away underneath the here at the Resch. Over 4 minutes to do it. 53-17 McDonald. Right side. Nice cut to the hoop. And Sophie Schmidgall says no, ma'am. And she spikes it out of bounds.
Nice. Nice
goodness,
block.
Soph. She's doubled. And we'll go up top. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn crossing over off a screen. Gives it back to Marley Hughes at the right elbow. Marley attacking, going hard to the hoop, off the glass and good.
Semi-assist there to Emily Fowler with a great screen for an easy basket.
Maddie Geisler from Sophie Schmidgall. He's over Callie Goulet again. McDonald going to be very patient here at the end, not wanting to run this one up. Kylie Jensen splits between two defenders. Ooh. Up and in for two. Going through some contact there, Kylie.
Yes.
And she out. To Rachel Wilt. She's a junior and stolen away by Kendall Heffler. Heffler on the run, trying to go coast to coast down the lane and
nice.
Scores Kendall!
Atta
girl. And that's how the second half sounded here on the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Final thoughts in 2 minutes, and we'll have more basketball. We'll double dip tomorrow with a Lady Max and Max doubleheader here on WOGO Sports. Back in 2 minutes to finish things up from the rush, and then we'll see you tomorrow bright and early for a state championship game.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory-authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services. Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wasgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none, with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wasgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wasgalla.com.
Sometimes we make life harder than it needs to be.
Like when you rely on your sense of direction in the big city instead of using the GPS.
Recalculating.
Not using a hot pad for that pan of cookies. Trying to move that big TV by yourself.
When it comes to your prescriptions, don't do things the hard way. Skip the big box pharmacy and just head to the medicine shop. Carrying local pharmacists, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. There is a difference. Your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Final thoughts here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service, affordable prices. Post Glass and Mirror. It's all Blair Taylor here in the second state semifinal, 17-4 over Wabino Leona. So again, that may be your opponent tomorrow, but let's just focus on the win here today. 39 yes. Point victory for McDonald, and they'll get a chance to enjoy this one a little bit and then right back to a workout and be ready to go tomorrow morning at 11.
Yes, and you know, what a tribute to Marley Hughes and Emily Fowler, the two seniors on the team.
Yes,
being able to get one more game in to finish their high school career out, and what a way to go out. I'm looking forward to getting a nap in this afternoon.
Yes,
you deserve one too with your driving that you did last night in that snowstorm. It did not stop snowing the whole way, and
even this morning.
It'll be nice to get a little bit of a rest in and be back here tomorrow morning. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. So McDonald against the winner of this one, Blair Taylor and Wabino Leona will have it for you bright and early, 10:25 a.m. pregame, special pregame from state, including a highlights recap of this one on WOGO Sports. Thank you to Dawson Halverson for keeping things running smoothly throughout the morning here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. For Mark Maloney, I'm saying not good night, not even good afternoon, but good morning, I guess, from the Resch Center in Green Bay. Once again, in the WIAA Division 5 Girls Basketball Tournament state semifinal, your final score, the McDonald Lady Max 59, the Albany Comets 20. McDonald moves on to the state championship game tomorrow morning. We'll see you then on WOGO Sports. This has been McDonald Lady Max Playoff Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports.
WOGO's coverage of McDonald Max Basketball has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Freeze Financial Group, River Country Co-op, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO.